We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Ken Shreve, markets reporter for Investors Business Daily. He joins me now to take a look at the latest numbers from the Investors Business Daily and Technometrica Market Intelligence Survey, gauging American optimism. And despite the tanking Dow in recent weeks, although with a very nice reprieve here on Tuesday, optimism actually slightly higher. And Ken, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, nice being on with you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Well, Americans are still pretty pessimistic here, so it's, I guess, not overly great news. But they're up to 45.3, which is better than the numbers were in February. Still, the six-month economic outlook pretty crummy, but a little bit better in terms of personal financial outlook and confidence in federal policies. Why, despite the avalanche of bad news, are folks at least holding steady, if not a little bit of an uptick here?
Well, that's certainly the question of the day. It's certainly nice to see a little tick up in confidence, as you mentioned, 44.6 in February, now up to 45.3. So, out of the three components that the index looks at, the only one that was down was the 6 month economic outlook. So that is still a bit of a tough reading there at 40.2. That's decidedly pessimistic. But again, you mentioned the personal financial outlook that was up nearly 2% to 51.1. That's a bit of an interesting reading. People tightening their purse strings, but still feeling comfortable about how they, feel about their own personal finances over the next 6 months. Confidence in federal economic policy is a big jump this month, up 9% to 44.7. And again, you have President Barack Obama in office, and there's confidence that he's going to be able to turn things around with his economic stimulus package. And so this positive reading in consumer confidence was good to see in a day where there were a few positive headlines in the market.
Ken, what do you see as the biggest triggers of confidence or lack of confidence?
The lack of confidence right now, when it comes to the stock market, is certainly all the uncertainty in the financial sector. So when you had the news from Citigroup today that they were actually running at a profit for the first two quarters of 2009, that is really what the market is fixated on right now. It really wants to see more positive headlines from the financial sector. The reason the market has been so weak and the reason that the big money has just been selling stocks and moving into bonds and moving into gold is that it's just a total lack of confidence and real concerns about the stability and health of the financial sector. So if we can continue to see rays of hope among the financial stocks, in the Dow, names like Citigroup, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, that should help the market over time.
Ken, in looking at the numbers month by month, it seems that until recently, for the most part, optimism and pessimism were defined by economic status, investors, non-investors, how much you made each year. Right now, these numbers seem to be based a lot on political leanings because the most optimistic are the young, blacks and Hispanics, Democrats, and to some extent, it's on economic level, households earning less than $30,000 and non-investors. Is that a new trend that we're seeing, or is it just common after an election?
Well, I think the fact that Barack Obama really hit the ground running during his first few months in president certainly is having an effect on the index as we see it this month. Again, on the federal policies component, we had 18 groups that advanced in that component of the index, and only three of the demographic groups tracked were above a reading of 50. In the personal financial component, the most optimistic groups were black and Hispanic Americans. That was at 63.8. So, you have a lot of young people surveyed in this index that we do, and I think a lot of it has to do with optimism that President Obama is going to be able to his policies and initiatives are going to work over time.
Ken, a nice sizable rebound percentage-wise and point-wise on the Dow today. Is it mainly due to Citigroup, or is there at least some hope that this can be sustained even for a brief time?
Well, I think there is hope that this can be sustained. We generally don't pay too much attention to the first few days of a rally attempt, and that's where we're at right now. Big percentage gains today. The volume was heavy, which we'd like to see. It was much heavier than Monday's levels on the NYSE and NASDAQ, so a positive sign. It's still way too early to tell if we're going to start a new uptrend. There's a big camp out there that raises some pretty legitimate points that, we could rally 15, 20, 25% in a short amount of time. but that it would be just a bear market rally. There's still not a lot of leadership out there. Our growth screens are virtually yielding nothing at Investors Business Daily, so we want to see our growth screens get in better shape. We want to see more healthy stocks out there from a fundamental and technical perspective.
Ken, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Greg.
Ken Shreve is markets reporter for Investors Business Daily. You can learn more details about the latest optimism survey at investors.com. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Find the very best of this program online at dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.